What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school. Jumping back into trying to get back on time. Got about 6-7 minutes. Text line is open. But then also, since we weren't on yesterday, old school wasn't on yesterday because we had Takedown Tuesdays and obviously Teammates Tuesdays. We didn't get to dive into the national championship, Austin. I'm sure you did with Strick yesterday. But more importantly, we didn't. So that's what all that matters, because 4-6 was really what matters in this lineup that we have. I'm just kidding. But as far as national championship goes, I mean, I felt like Ohio State was the better team. They did, you know, both teams were probably the two teams that were playing the best at that time. But I think Ohio State just had a little bit more edge. I do think Penn State maybe hand delivered the semifinal game to Notre Dame, but I felt like they're the two, they were probably a little bit more complete team as far as internally, a little bit more toughness. It came down to Leonard versus Drew Aller, and then I felt like Howard was playing so good in the playoffs, and actually he played pretty good all year except for the Michigan game. I felt like that gave him the edge over Riley Leonard, considering that I think indicative of the game, it let me know the outcome, even though it was positive for Notre Dame, was that first 10-minute drive. They worked so hard and things had to go so perfect for them to drive 10 minutes and 80 yards. You knew Ohio State was going to adjust. You essentially played your wild card right from the get-go.
Yeah.
Was quarterback run game. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not going to win that way unless
you're not against that talented of a defense. Not like that.
And you not with that defensive line coach, not with that talented defense, and not with that depth of defense, because what stops quarterback run game? Because quarterback run game is, the theory is 11 on 11 is somebody winning. And they started to win. Then they started to blitz. And then they were willing to, kind of just, lay in the weeds until Notre Dame's passing attack, went kaput, which it did, allowed them to be more explosive and aggressive. And then Ohio State did what Ohio State always does, which is via Chip Kelly, try to get cute, let them back in the game. A great play by Notre Dame.
Rosebud from Eldwood asked this on the text line. Do you think Ohio State started playing conservatively?
Yeah, I think they, like most teams, you get up by that much. You start to think, overthink it. How can we, win this game? You start thinking about possessions. You start thinking about everything besides of what you just did to get up by 21 points. Just keep, don't play, reckless. Play aggressive. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of time left. You want to beat Notre Dame. You want to pound them into the grounds and make them submit. And they were trying to do that on that play. It was a really good play call, but it was a better defensive play by Notre Dame's defender to cause the fumble, which they led the nation in caused fumbles and turnover mm-hmm. margin as well as far as their defensive stats. But then, obviously, the catastrophic mistake was 3rd and 11. Yeah, I like it that you want to go zero. I don't really think that's the best thing to do, considering that
it's very quick Greg Williams move.
Yes, but you hadn't been getting there to consistently enough to go zero blitz. And then number two, the worst thing you can do in zero blitz is not press. You got to press. You can, and it, essentially, it was just route on air, and you don't have any safety help
against that dude. And it bailed Ohio State out, because that's what I started watching for Ohio State. Notre Dame gets there 31-15. Okay, good for them. Get a stop, get the ball back, go down and score. Great House kind of balled out for a couple drives there. It's like, okay, there's 4 minutes left. Can Ohio State go into 4-minute drive mode? Because they got a little conservative there in the start of the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. And like, they're really going to give Notre Dame a chance to tie this. That's really how I thought that was going to go, because they didn't give the ball to Henderson. They didn't give the ball to Judkins. It was sprint left, sprint right, sprint left with Howard. Like,
it was very, very conservative. It was almost playing not to lose instead of playing to win. You ran, Howard on like two quarterback run plays up the middle. Nothing even extravagant. You were trying to just bleed the clock. And then on the worst thing of it, if that's what you're...
Had three timeouts and the two-minute warning left.
Right, but...
That's an eternity.
But even if that was what you were trying to do, on the third down play, you snapped it with 15 seconds left. So you just defeated the purpose of what you did the first two plays. Mm-hmm. Then on top of it, I said this, Marcus Freeman made a catastrophic mistake too. When you see another team being that conservative, you got to take your first time out with 4 minutes left. Mm. You got to actually go backwards. Instead of saving them, burn them. So you're trying to get two possessions, because at the end of the day, you're going to have to be chucking and ducking.
right?
To get that second score.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
And then you started. Then you started to let too much time go off. But then Ohio State lets you go get back in the game. You know, at the end of the day, the better team won. It was a good valiant effort by Notre Dame. But then also, I think it's a credit to those two teams that, obviously Ohio State said it. The only thing that would make the season successful is to win a national championship. They earned it. And then for Notre Dame to come back from losing to Northern Illinois and continue along the process of being independent validated some of their egotistical thoughts of being independent. And that sounds like got truth. And also it lets you know Marcus Freeman has this team at a different level than Brian Kelly if you evaluated it right now. Now, longevity will tell you, but I think you're going to see a consistent and more competitive Notre Dame in these type of big games.
And that's where I think we can credit both coaches, because I think Ohio State did learn from Michigan, right? It wasn't pretty at the end, but they did find a way to make that one last play late to put it away. And other Notre Dame teams, that balloons to a 40-point game.
Yeah,
it doesn't get back to 31-23. I don't believe that at all. And then, of course, it ends a two-possession game. But we saw growth from both these programs this year, even in just the last like month and a half of the season, let alone from week one to the end of the season.
Yeah, and that's what you get, you know, when you have a lot of the nucleus of your team is returning. So it's not a big transfer portal type of team. And I think these two teams and these two coaches and the staffs probably that's what gave them the edge over all these other teams. Now, obviously, Penn State is a lot of the same. As you see, they were able to re-up some of those guys. But when you're thinking of Texas and you're thinking of like even the Ole Misses and the Alabamas that really hit the portal hard, you don't have that type of playing for a bigger purpose. And then the want to, and obviously intestinal fortitude to continue along the path of actually getting better and actually keep playing this late in the season. Because on a team that had a lot of portal guys, and they were at that point and say they lost to Michigan, and you would have seen a lot of guys declare and decide to shut it down, even if they were there just physically. So, you know, it took them a little while to get going. I think it was more or less just Chip Kelly getting used to actually coaching and calling plays in the Big Ten and seeing the ramifications of what it's like to be at a place like Ohio State, because that's the biggest job that he's had as far as a coordinator goes. And, you know, I think once they caught rhythm and they actually started to believe in it, like we can be that aggressive, and they really started to see that their defense actually was dominant, which I think they were more dominant this year. Even though they were good stat-wise last year, I felt like the defense wasn't as edgy. Now, I think when you add in Caleb Downs, who's a superior athlete and a great football player and a very competitive person, it really eliminates any type of miscues you could have at the second level, which they lost a lot from Tommy Eichenberg, you know, going to the pros. So it worked out for, you know, everybody. And I'm sure, you know, when you get to the pinnacle like that and lose, you know, it probably, you know, stings a little bit. But I think Notre Dame knows that they're a lot closer than farther versus being a fake closer than farther when Brian Kelly was there. You know, I think when Brian Kelly was there, and this is nothing against Brian Kelly, I felt like they were coaching so hard not to get blown out that year, I think, against Clemson or whoever it was, or maybe Ohio State, where they kept it close and it really wasn't close, but it looked like it. Like, we can show you on paper we were closer than getting shellacked when actually they really weren't. Whereas this, you know, 11-point loss doesn't look as bad, considering that you never felt like Notre Dame was going to lay down.
Right.
And they kept making plays. And so they probably have, you know, before we, you know, go into break, I would argue that they probably are kicking themselves that they weren't a little bit more aggressive in the passing game.
Sure. Oh, I believe it.
Because when they needed to, they looked pretty efficient.
Not bad.
And so, you know, I think also there's a cumulative hits on Riley Leonard from that first drive in that first half wore him out later on in the game.
That's kind of got to be the legacy drive, more so than, like you said, playing the wild card that early, right? If he's your best player on offense, which I don't think he was, but they chose to feature him, you got to have it. You got to show it enough to keep them honest. But a drive like that, 18 plays over almost 10 minutes, that's how legends are made. You don't make legends in the first quarter, though.
Yeah, and he was worn out.
Yeah.
He was worn out. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We got some NBA news, and then we'll jump into some NFL. We got my man Aaron Glenn. I think he's going to Gotham City. Jags have decided to change course with their GM. I think the owner told you, hey, you here for a short time, buddy. Your time is up and is up today. Anyways, we'll take a quick break. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back. Watch.